Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Two down, one to go here. Finish you up on today's program. Send you to Ducks Insider from 1 to 2, the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then is primetime, baby, from 3 to 7. Take you all the way home. Finish up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio. Coming up this hour, we'll dabble a little bit in the NBA. Zers take on the Pelicans tonight. We talked some college football a lot in the first hour, first hour and a half, really. And there's one team that's kind of on the outside looking in the playoff structure. And I want to know if they've got a chance. So look to that. But finishing up kind of our day rodeo in the NFL today, there's a team that I've been kind of teasing about in this situation that has had really rough quarterback play. Supposed to be a franchise quarterback. The injury news yesterday about your first round draft pick, top first round draft pick that you traded up for, goes down for the year in a knee injury. I'm starting to, and I wish Jeff Rust was in today because I'd be interested in his thoughts, but I'm starting to have concerns about the Jacksonville Jaguars going forward right now. Trevor Lawrence is rating as a QB, is floundering around the aspects of the Dylan Gabriel's, the Cam Ward's, kind of the bottom
Bryce
of
Young's.
The Bryce Young's, the bottoms of the barrel in the NFL. And this was kind of a big year. I said this at the beginning. I don't remember if you agreed or disagreed, but I said this was a huge year for Trevor Lawrence to show me, are you the guy? You make a lot of money and the talent is there, no doubt, but it's just not coming together. And will Cohen be the guy to finally figure it out? That hasn't really happened. And if you couple that with an immovable contract of Trevor Lawrence due to how much money they're giving him, on top of the draft capital that you gave up for Travis Hunter, who can no longer play this year, if everything's torn but the LCL, is that what we're told? If that's the situation?
No, the LCL was the only thing torn.
Oh, okay. The LCL is the only, if that's the situation, like, you hope he comes back fully healthy at the beginning of next year and it's not a full year off. I worry about this team going forward. The draft capital that's been invested into Travis Hunter, who we haven't seen, the money spent on Trevor Lawrence, the two big names on that, you know, Etienne's a nice story. He's good. I worry about that. If I'm a Jags fan, I worry about what the next 4 years look like.
Yeah, because nothing at the top has really materialized. That's kind of the deal. And Liam Cohen was asked, you know, as it pertains to Travis Hunter, are you going to keep playing him two ways? And Cohen's like, well, it's too premature, but when he comes back, you know, everything's up for evaluation, like every player. It's
coach
like,
speak.
There's some coach speak there for sure, but like, you're going to have to evaluate that. Like the wear and tear on his body, like football's football. There you go. There's a little drop for prime time. Guys are going to get hurt no matter what you do. There's freak stuff that happens all the time when you're that big and that physical and that many things are happening. Guys are just going to get hurt. Freak injuries are going to happen.
Do you think he's hurt because of that load? Of trying to play both, trying to figure out if he can play both, or do you think it's just he got hurt?
I think he just got hurt.
Yeah, me too.
I think he just got hurt. But, I mean, there's definitely certain, there's different types of wear and tear when you're talking about playing wide receiver versus playing corner.
Mm-hmm.
The ask of you, like the physicality demanded, the how you attack things, the mindsets are certainly different. I mean, offensive players, defensive players. I mean, I don't think you can really question that as far as like mentality and how physical you have to be in certain instances. But whether Hunter turns into a guy or not is a huge question, because Trevor Lawrence hasn't turned into a guy.
Mm-mm.
He's fine.
He's fine.
But number one picks aren't supposed to be fine. And this isn't this, you know, that quarterback class is a dud. Lawrence was looked at as like Andrew Luck 2.0.
Yeah, in my lifetime,
that was football Jesus.
In my lifetime, the quarterbacks that have been drafted, you know, and even before my lifetime, the three I always think of that were walking in, like, these guys are day one starters and going to be Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. John Elway, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And Andrew Luck showed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Andrew Luck was everything billed for it. I mean, he was
incredible.
He is the unicorn of unicorn situations. You think Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson was weird? Andrew Luck's the unicorn of unicorns of retiring and from the NFL. But Lawrence just hasn't really hit. And you gave up those draft picks for next year to get Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think this team sits, like, just had it up? They are 5-4 in the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead, one game ahead of the Houston Texans. Do you see this team continuing to rise this season? Or do you see this team continuing to slow down for the season?
I mean, look at their depth chart, right? They traded for Jakobi Meyers, so their wide receiver core is Brian Thomas Jr., who was incredible last year, but he's been disappointing this year, and he's mm-hmm. been dinged up.
And he's your first-round pick from last year.
Mm-hmm. And Jakobi Meyers is entirely fine as a second wide receiver.
We talked about this.
Really solid as a third wide receiver. So you've got Trevor Lawrence. You've got Etienne. Your tight end play is whatever. Offensive line, it's fine. There's, you're not writing home about it, but you aren't the Texans, and you aren't getting your quarterback killed every single week. Defensively, Trevon Walker was a high-end draft pick. He's good. He's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But is he where he, you know, draft slot-wise, is that the guy that, you know, you get with another number one overall? That's the thing. It's number one overall pick, Trevon Walker. Number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence. Number one overall pick, Travis Hunter. None of those three guys that are, you know, when you're talking about three number one picks, none of them's franchise changing. None of them are franchise defining. You've had three of them. You miss on one, that can hurt you. You miss on two, that really hurts you. You miss on three, and I'm not saying that they're bad players, but when you're drafting that high, they have to be dudes.
And in 2026, you do not have a first round draft pick.
I mean, Eric Armstead's fine. Just going up and down their roster. Greg Newsome at corner is fine.
That's what it is. It's a bunch of fine.
Olakun's fine.
And if your money is wrapped up in a quarterback that is completely disappointing and going the wrong direction in terms of development and maturity, maturation, I should say, not maturity, this is going to hamstring you. And this could take, look, you could. I don't even think you could convince the fan base to put a reset on it now. You'd have to wait three more years to put a reset on something that might need a reset mm-hmm. now. And I don't, you know, I think for the first time in our lives, the Jags seem like they have their S together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Khan family cares. They're dumb.
Right.
But I think they care.
And it,
Cohen looks like he could be a good coach. The kid general manager they brought in
could be the future. Podesta type kid.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What is he, 28 years old?
Something like that.
Baby.
And, you know, we can look around the NFL. We talk about this at exhaustion sometimes. The Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, the New Orleans Saints, like the Miami Dolphins, those ownerships are an absolute train wreck, and it prevents them from being any good unless you have a transformational coach and quarterback in Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But the Jags feel like they're kind of turning it around. The Doug Peterson thing was weird. The Urban Meyer thing for sure was weird. But then it was like, okay, guys, let's get our S together. Stop messing around right now. Let's actually figure out how to build a stable franchise. Liam Cohen, I'm with you. I think he's an NFL coach.
Yeah.
I think, and not just a good offensive mind. I think he's an NFL head coach. But these situations, Travis Hunter, two number ones for Travis Hunter, and a quarterback you pay almost $50 million to, or is he over $50 million, to not be very good? Sometimes you miss on draft picks, you know? I wasn't a Jackson Dart guy. Pfft, wrong there.
Yeah, but when you miss on three number one overall picks, and some of that's luck.
The ripple can be 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, you probably roll each one of those out 4 years.
easily
the impact of what they are. So
especially you gave Lawrence an extension and paid him top 10 money.
So yeah, that's it. They are a team. Like I'll use my Raiders because it's what's familiar for me. My Raiders suck, but the books are clean. You've got a couple young guys that you believe in. You're not attached to anyone else. You've got your draft picks. Things are like, you're not good, but there's a path to getting better.
For sure.
If you allow yourself. And
why
you
we like
yourself,
Pete Carroll as the head coach there.
It's like, there's a sense of stability in the organization. Now, the Jags do have a sense of stability, but how do they get better? They don't have draft capital. They've got money committed to a quarterback. You've got two other young guys in Hunter and Walker who, could they be good? Sure. Does anybody look at them as like they could be great? I don't know. So what's your path?
I don't know. That's why I'm concerned. If you're a Jags fan, you should be very, very concerned.
It's the genuine mediocrity spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, crap.
Ooh, I hate mediocrity in the NFL. It's a brutal. Bad place to be.
Because
let's take KC Steelers, for example. Like, it's great to have Mike Tomlin and winning seasons every year, but you're not building through the draft. Like, in terms of getting a high-end guy, you're always, like, trying to maybe reach in the first round for a steal or taking big risks in the third through the sixth round, and mediocrity is a bitch place to be.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not an edge rusher, I don't think the Steelers draft correctly.
Boom.
That's how it's been for my entire lifetime. If the Steelers aren't drafting a pass rusher, that's a bad draft.
Wow.
With the exception of what, Ben?
Yeah, probably.
But Ben was.
But I think they still took. They still signed undrafted James Harrison that year.
Oh, yeah.
And Tommy Maddox was supposed to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Ben was a top 10 pick, and the Steelers haven't had a top 10 pick in a long time. That was probably the last time.
Yeah.
Side note on some cap books being clean stuff that I heard yesterday on driving home. The Philadelphia Phillies, they are their draft, their books this coming season are like 260 mil, something like that. The next year, their money committed is only $130 million.
Ooh.
So this isn't worth talking about a ton. I just thought it was an interesting stat that in 2027, assuming there's no lockout, expect the Phillies to spend money.
Mm. But that's the thing is that the NFL...
And if I'm a Philly fan, it's like, damn, this window's closing. And it's like, another one's about to open up.
But that's the thing in the NFL. The salary cap can be, you know, pushed around and manipulated. And
you can borrow from Peter to pay Paul easily.
But should you do that?
Correct. Some teams can do it really well. You know, if you've got a Josh Allen who's making, you know, top five
or
money.
Or Mahomes, and you give him a half a billy, like,
right.
Over 10 years. Like, yeah, you can do some things. Where the
Move
Jags,
it around.
It's kind of funny, man. The Jags and the Dolphins are both in these spots where you're like, they've got plenty of good players, but, like, who are you saying, absolutely no, we are not trading this player?
Nobody on the Jags for me. Nobody.
It's the same for me with the Dolphins.
Yeah. All right, we'll slide over back into some college football. I wanted to take a peek at some teams outside because this weekend's going to be a pretty big sorting hat. I've got my eye on one team, and can they do it? They're a big fan of this show, and we're a big fan of them. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Slide back into a little college football. Finish up, send you on your way. Nice little show today. Nice little week here at the Fan Sports Network. We will not be treated to a Thursday night delight tomorrow. Eh, who knows? Maybe the Jets win.
I mean,
Thursday night games, dude.
It's also the Jets.
I'm going to start calling, the easiest way to get people fired up is call something un-American.
Ooh.
I'm going to start saying Thursday night football is un-American.
I like that.
We don't send troops overseas to sacrifice their lives for Thursday night football.
Well, I mean, we do, but we want it to be better. The Armed Forces Network does reach all around the world. And
People need a better product than this.
To be honest, that's what got me back to the Blazers. Is I would watch, because of the time zone differences, I got a ton of Blazers games on AFN when I was overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of got me back to basketball, as weird as that sounds. And that was That was some pretty garbage basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, I think those poor guys in crazy weird parts of the world, I'll watch bad basketball.
We want to watch it all.
Yeah, I just give me something.
But also, we can stream overseas now, so we don't have
to. Yeah, I guess now would be a different world.
Back then, though, we had AFN. Armed Forces Network.
Yeah, and it was just whatever they put on.
And you're like, all right, well, here we go.
Dude, they should hire outside the ranks for that. Like put me in charge of the Air Force Network.
There you go.
You know, just so that the Armed Forces Network, mm-hmm. excuse me. Therefore, it's like
you're the one selecting games.
Yeah. Tonight,
just nothing but Maction.
No, I couldn't do that.
Oh, you think it's tough over there? Here you go. I'm gonna make it a lot worse.
Yeah, things suck over here too, losers. Guess what I have to watch tonight? If I have to watch this tonight, you have to watch this tonight.
It's tough.
I'm trying to find teams that are not currently in the playoff situation that have a shot to get in. Because, look, we'll probably get to this on Friday between Oklahoma and Texas. I think both those teams are in for a rude awakening this weekend. And if they both lose, they're out. Because I don't think three-loss SEC teams are getting in. I don't think any three-loss team is getting in, no matter what conference you are in. Not yet. That might be a 16-team thing, but I don't think that's a 12-team thing. So I'm trying to go around and look at people. Basically the Ole Miss model. Mm-hmm. I've got a loss, maybe two losses, but I'm going to miss the old conference championship game. May I deliver to you the Utes of University of Utah?
They're up there, but the problem that they have is, and I know we talk about conference games that they won't count, blah, 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 blah. Utah has two conference losses. They're 7-2. They finished with Baylor, K-State, Kansas, I think is what it is. So
as 3-0.
As it stands right now, they're very likely going to finish 10-2. They probably won't get the Big 12 title game because
it'll probably be BYU Texas Tech again.
Again. Because, see, Tech plays UCF and West Virginia to close out. BYU plays. Oh, BYU does have TCU, Cincinnati, UCF. Cincinnati's 25. So.
Utah took him to the wood chipper, though.
Yeah, well, not only that. Yeah, that's. Hmm.
So
BYU is the head-to-head against Utah.
Exactly. So
it's BYU.
That's where it's kind of, you're kind of up against it, because I'd love to see the Big 12 get two teams in just for chaos. I don't think they have two good enough teams to get in, but I'm kind of fascinated by the Big 12.
I'm telling you, if you're an opposing head coach, you don't want to see a Kyle Whittingham team in the playoffs.
Nope. You don't want to see a Kirk Ferentz team either. And this is where the eyeball test stuff gets kind of weird mm-hmm. on things. And again, I know we all say this at the station for those of us that use it. You slide over to the SP Plus, Utah's mm-hmm. the seventh ranked team in the nation.
They are who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
They're
sitting there with a number 8 overall defense and a 19th overall offense.
Well, that's the thing is.
Special teams, top 50.
We know their defense is going to be good.
Always.
That's what they're going to do.
Butter.
It's how far can Dampier take them? Mm-hmm. When he's good, he's real damn good.
When he's not,
it's been bad. He is the better version of Damon Williams.
Yes, yes, he is.
Where it's like, he's great. Is like, you're coming into the season, remember I was saying Dampier's a guy I could see like sneaky being a Heisman. Because sure. we kind of looked at the board. It was like, if you're asking me to pick somebody outside the rails here, Dampier's a guy that I would look at. Because Utah's going to be good. If they can find that spiciness offensively, because he's a athlete quarterback, mm-hmm. he's a dual threat player, even though he's tiny, he can do stuff. I mean, he's got 500 yards rushing and 1,600 yards passing so far this year. But he also got dinged up. But he's got 15-5 in touchdown interception ratio, 3-1. He's only been sacked 6 times.
We just want this, don't we?
Yeah.
We're just trying to will this into the universe.
I love Utah.
I do too. I hope this isn't Whittington's last year.
It won't happen now because of 2 losses. The thought of a Rice-Eccles home playoff game, let's say they ran the table. Let's say they knocked off Tech.
I would do uncontrollable things to that woman.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. That are probably illegal in most states.
They would run the red helmet with the chrome.
Oh,
U,
baby.
And it would be a spectacle.
I feel like Vince McMahon in that GIF when he falls back in the chair. Like you explaining that to me.
They'd run their Rose Bowl helmet stands the Rose.
Oh God. The rose on that is such a
classy look. Because they weave it in through the letters. Oh, that looks good. But there's something about Rice-Eccles because it's just, for whatever reason, it's always stupid clear.
Yeah.
And it's just there.
Look, going to the Big House, going to the Shoe, Tuscaloosa, things like that in a playoff. Yeah, of course, those are going to be wild atmospheres. The Hedges would be nuts in a playoff atmosphere.
But Rice-Eccles.
Doak Walker. Dare I give you Autzen Stadium?
Autzen would do it.
Autzen would do it for me. Can it?
Yeah.
On a cold December night.
Yep. Ooh. Probably some snow.
Ooh.
That's the thing is.
Like, I think State College in a whiteout.
I want a snow playoff game so bad.
Oh, my God.
So bad. But it has to be 2 teams that are okay with it.
Yes.
You can't send Alabama to play, you know, Penn State in the snow. Notre Dame.
Can't be USC.
No.
Be SC. No,
it can't be. You can't send SC to Notre Dame.
But I would love to see this Georgia team at Ohio State because they can run the football. You know, they're not a cold weather team, but they can run the football, and that's tried and true.
Yeah, I just think you would try to do it to where you're not sticking Miami in, you know, Iowa. You know what I mean? Like
no, yeah. I've seen what is it? I've seen Tua in Green Bay.
Oh, Kansas City.
In the winter, God.
Freezing to death.
No, it's not Tua. There's a Miami Dolphins. Is it the Dolphins? Well, didn't the Dolphins have a quarterback that went to Green Bay, and didn't they win a game?
Was it Fitzpatrick?
No.
Yeah, wasn't it Miami when Reed's mustache froze over in Kansas City?
Yeah, well, that game was like negative degrees. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Not important. For lack of better terms, this is how I'm approaching the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. If you listen to everything we've said today about college football, I don't have the bandwidth to think about why these idiots make the choices they make.
Mm-hmm.
So I just live in dreamland. I just think about, Notre Dame at Oregon on December 19th on a Friday night.
So let's run this through.
I will have to ask my wife and I'll go down to that game.
Utah wins out and they go 10-2 and they're an SP plus top 15 team in both categories.
And they're number 7 right now. Oh, in both categories. Sure. Yeah.
So there's roughly right around there. You're telling me you're not going to put them in?
They aren't.
You know what I mean? Like that's
totally.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It is, like right now they're 13th in the AP poll. They're right there.
They're right there. First team out, I believe, is Oklahoma, and then it's Utah.
Which
I would
put Utah over Oklahoma.
Hell yeah, I would. Well, Oklahoma's going to get waxed this weekend by Alabama.
And then we can just put that aside.
Damn, dude, I was so high on Oklahoma at the beginning of the year.
Well, my tears.
My fandom showed real hard on that one.
It happens.
Yeah, he's better than Cam Ward.
Wow.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Blazers tonight. Taking on the Pelicans in NOLA. But first, we'll toss to Casey with sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. I love this text. I want Bama to have to travel to Notre Dame just to see Paul Feinbaum lose his S.
Yeah. It's an egregious violation. SEC, it just means more here.
Unpatriotic. Yeah. It's not American. Pow.
Paul.
Although I would love to see Alabama and Notre Dame. I'm not going to lie. I'd watch that game. Like, yeah. The schedule's clear. The slate has been cleared.
We are locked in.
We are locked in on that.
It happens.
If Oregon hosts a playoff, if Oregon's in the playoff period, by the way, future programming note for us here, that game better be on Friday the 19th. I can't have it on the 20th.
Why?
I got in-laws Christmas stuff.
Oh, well.
I had a long conversation with old preschool with my wife.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to make this clear right now. You, when you talk to your father, you A, let him know that I've seen every Stanford Cardinal football game this year. Cashing those in on this. Like, I know he doesn't like to do this, but I need the television on at his house when we're hanging out.
Yep.
Okay? It has to happen. Otherwise, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Because, like, babe, see these Christmas presents?
Mm-hmm.
Ducks help paid for those. Ducks help paid for those. Going to want to let me watch the game.
It's just one of those things. You got to dip away. Got to dip away.
I feel like Costanza's dad right there. Got to let me do it.
Just, you know.
Also came across on the fan text line. I'd love to bring this up because I noticed it yesterday. It says, Danny, can we take anything away from Scoot now being day-to-day? Is he practicing now to ramp up? Yeah, what is the situation on this? A roster spot? Why has he moved to now he's on the injury report every day?
Well, he's on the injury report every day. He's required to be. But I haven't seen anything about him being day-to-day.
I saw one yesterday that he was day-to-day on Ole Espin. Case has been saying in his update.
Yeah, I haven't seen or heard anything in that regard as far as day-to-day about him returning or getting any kind of updates on anything. But I could be wrong, but they're on the road, so maybe he is ramping something up, but he's still listed as the team have not released anything with regards to that. And I didn't see him doing any work before they went on the road trip.
Yeah.
So I've been operating under the auspice, the assumption, based on what I was told to, that Christmas was a good timeline.
Yeah. And
Christmas was a good timeline.
And I still live in that world with you. I noticed it randomly yesterday. And if it's just a typo or if it's roster maneuvering, however, I don't know, dude, like that, That makes my eyes gloss over when I think about NBA stuff like that.
Remember what Joe Cronin said after the press release came out the day before? It was 4-8, and he's like, oh, we're looking at more closer to 4-10. And that was return to basketball activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If something else comes out of that, great. But
what do you want to see tonight in this Blazer game?
Competency. Consistency.
A dub.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans is bad. New Orleans they're really bad. I want to see them against Orlando. I think for the first time all season, they were not able to dictate tempo. Orlando slowed them down.
No Zion. No DeJounte Murray. No Jordan Poole.
Yeah, it's...
Boy, this is a tough league pass game tonight.
There won't be many people in the building or watching.
Yeah, I understand you were, I love how much you double down, and I think there's a lot of validity to what you say, and you're hearing it from players too, that if you don't have if the window's on and you don't have a team playing it, the Blazers are a nice little league pass team.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know if tonight's it.
Yeah, it's tough, Matt. What else do we have on the docket tonight? Bucks, Hornets, no Giannis. Pistons, Bulls could be spicy. Magic, Knicks could be fun. Grizz, Celtics, ugh. Cavs, Heat again. That could be good. Ugh, Rockets, no. Warriors, Spurs.
Draymond's been a little spicy lately.
Jimmy, Steph, and Dre are all going to play. Lakers, Thunder. I'm sure it's the ESPN game, so there's that.
Oh.
Nuggets,
I won't be
Clippers.
Able to watch that.
Yeah, there you go. It's hard out here. Hawks, Kings. Ugh, Kings.
Yeah,
Kings are getting ready to have a fire sale.
Of a bunch of players that nobody wants.
It's not that Sabonis, LaVine, and DeMar aren't good.
No, I think they're all great players.
But they're very...
You know, I'm biased towards Sabas. Yeah. Like, I'm a GU guy.
Look, he's a good player,
Arvidas is probably my favorite Blazer of all time, him and Sheed.
There you go. But, like, their fits are all unique. Like, DeMar plays in the mid-range, a little bit older, defense is waning, but he's also can be on the ball as a shot creator and a playmaker. LaVine is actually a high-efficiency scorer, but... He can definitely wane defensively. And Sabonis
is a 6'9 center.
Yeah, he's a great rebounder, but you don't get any rim protection. If you isolate him or you pull him out of the paint where he can't be as big as he wants to be, and he's not as fleet of foot, especially if you're not going to be 7'1, you better be able to move your feet.
Yeah.
But he's an incredible rebounder, great playmaker, one of the best passing bigs in the entire league. He's
a three-time All-Star, I think.
Yeah, he's a really
two-time All-NBA.
Really, really, really good player, but it's a unique fit.
I know. I asked you, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, off air?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Sabs in Portland? You were like, no.
No.
No way.
Nope.
Just doesn't fit.
No, it's if you're gonna have a unique player, it better be a unique player that can shoot.
Yeah,
because you're already
The way this roster is constructed right now. Really, the only thing the Blazers need, we talked about it yesterday in free consultation, they just need somebody to score consistently
outside of Denny.
Yeah,
they need somebody
that can shoot.
Yeah, that's the thing is like they've got good rim pressure. You know, Jrue can give you rim pressure. Denny gives you a crap ton of it. Shaden, when he's got his head down, can really give it to you. Jeremy right now is probably their most reliable, consistent shooter, and he's an above-average shooter, but he's not... I mean, I think he's still leading the league off the bench. He might have fallen after last game a little bit, but I think he's averaging 20 off the bench.
And which, I keep telling... I think he's somewhere around... Or like 19-8, something like that. I just want a shooter.
Yeah.
I want...
You need a dyed-in-the-wool shooter.
Yes, I want a...
Or somebody just that has the gravity of one, at least.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is teams are packing it in, and... You know, the Blazers are being asked to shoot over the top, and that's kind of been the defining element of their game so far. So can they speed up the Pelicans? Can they be as disruptive as they've been? Because now they've had back-to-back games where they haven't forced 20 turnovers.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. I want to see that turnover stat come back up a little more.
The steals have been low, and I keep saying this on TV, man. The effect or lack of effect without Blake Wesley and Matisse Thybulle, they're guys that are playing 16, 18 minutes, but they are so valuable.
I heard the Sunrise guys this morning groveling about making fun of that Blake Wesley signing. It's like, I could use that guy right now.
Their energy, their tenacity, their defensive intensity, and how disruptive they are, it wears guys out. And so other guys, don't have to be the guys that try to wear somebody out.
Do you think we could send a garbage trade package to the Heat for Tyler Hero?
No.
Does it work that way?
No.
Why not? That's what they want to do to us.
Yeah, no. Also, I don't think Hero's the kind of guy.
I don't think so either. I just wanted to take a shot at the Miami Heat.
Not like that.
Such a weird thing, dude. What's wrong with those guys?
So, interestingly enough, on ESPN, they have Scoot Henderson's estimated return date is November 18th, but I think that's the end of the period.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The injury announcement. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why he's listed as day-to-day. Because it's not a Blazer
because
thing.
Because he's week out from...
It's an ESPN thing.
From the official injury report.
Sure,
but remember that 4 to 8 week period was return to basketball activities.
Right, right. You keep hammering this home. You're not wrong.
I mean, it's torn hamstring. Like, if Scoot is all of a sudden day-to-day after a torn hamstring and we haven't seen him working out at all, unless they're just hiding it entirely, which, if he was close to returning...
It's just in a secret basement at the practice facility.
Look, if he was close to returning, the Blazers would want us to know.
Without a doubt. Oh, that would juice the fan base.
Yeah.
Our text line and YouTube chat talks all the time. Like, I can't wait for Scoot to come back.
Yeah, like, there's no doubt about that. So, Matisse is probably back around the end of the month, early December. Wesley... I just because of being a foot injury, I'm kind of looking at All-Star break. That's when he would probably return because the return has him basically end of January.
That would line up.
Give him a little bit of ramp up time. Have that week to kind of
extra
get
rest there. Yeah,
but the Pelicans suck.
Pelicans blow.
You're gonna get to see Derek Queen tonight.
Oh, hey, I'm excited about that.
They gave an unprotected pickup
I forgot they did that.
Yeah.
I like Derek Queen at Maryland. He was fun to watch.
So
Blazers,
that's there.
Blazers tonight at 5 p.m. KUNP. Some crazy Comcast channel with like 6 digits, or my antenna, or Blazer Vision, however you want to do it.
Blazers are favored currently by 8.5.
Oh, really? I see Pelicans +4.
Where?
I don't know. Is that? Oh, maybe that's not odds.
I've got the Blazers as a 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah. Open at 7.5. Now it has gone up to 8.5.
ESPN bet or DraftKings or
FanDuel? Yeah, I've got ESPN bet. So
this one says 7.5.
Yeah. That's what it opened at.
Oh, that's what... Okay. Oh, dude, man. I can't talk about gambling.
It's okay.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I got you. I got you, pumpkin.
It's probably the one thing I'm most willing to admit that I am ignorant on.
It just takes time.
I don't gamble. We'll so get I like, don't know where to look. I don't know what I'm looking at.
We can bring you to the dark side. It's
See?
Okay.
Thank you. Russ tried to sit there and be like, oh, you know... I'm like, no, we'll get him. But by the end of the first year together.
Madness doesn't count.
You will. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't, because I gamble that every year. It's the only thing I gamble.
See? Thank you.
It's the only thing I gamble is college hoops.
Fine.
At A&A when we go up there.
By the end of our first year, I will get you gambling and shooting guns.
The guns ain't going to happen.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It ain't going to
happen.
When we come back, closing arguments is next. We'll call it a day and close up shop. This is Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll send you on your merry way to Duck Insider next, and then you'll get Luke Anderson after that. Prime time to finish you up. Some stuff going on tomorrow. Let's see. We'll have 10 Toes Down tomorrow at 12:15, where we give you unequivocal answers to your most pressing questions and concerns.
We have one here. I know you had one. You can keep that one, because we got a banger here on the text line.
Do we? Okay, we do. Hold that thought. Let me finish my teases.
Yeah, sorry.
I would like to have a conversation about two programs potentially going independent in college football tomorrow. Probably get to some NFL stuff, as we got a juicy weekend in both college and NFL. What you got for me?
Fan text line. Random squirrel moment, which we support here at all times.
Very much so.
Do you guys ever throw something like your dog or whatever and realize how short your toss is? I used to be able to easily chuck something pretty far, but now that I'm in my late 30s and washed, I'm always so sad looking at my weakest toss. It's like my arm just doesn't want to rotate properly or something. I'm all elbows. I threw out a first pitch at Pickles game.
So did I.
4 years ago?
2 years ago for me. 2 seasons ago. Me and Joe Fish.
We did it with Joe's. I did it with Joe Simons and Sam Brennan. And I was a pitcher growing up. And for whatever reason, I couldn't remember how to throw a baseball because I had not thrown a baseball in probably 7 or 8 years. And it took me 10 throws for my arm to work properly. I threw it into the dirt like 6 straight times. And I'm like, what am I doing?
I turned to Joe Fisher, Joe, before we did it. And I said, should we warm up? He was like, nah, dude, it's throwing a baseball the home plate. We're fine. Threw it in the dirt.
Yeah.
Threw it in the dirt.
Yeah. So we played a little catch, got the arm loose, and then I was able to just kind of, I'm pretty proud of mine. Threw it over the plate. Didn't balloon it.
I'm always curious how many throws it takes until my arm hurts.
Didn't hurt, but like I could pick up a football right now and throw a football, no problem.
Spoiler, it's a single digit number. You know,
for whatever reason, I can pick up a basketball, I can shoot. I can pick up a football, I can throw it. Dude, but there's something about a baseball that just did not work in my brain.
Baseball's always been fine for me. Football, I'm okay with. Dude, you know what's always been really hard for me is shooting a basketball.
Yeah.
It's always, dude. I've never had the strength my shot is somewhere between like the chest pass and Steph Curry. That
it's a low release point.
It's a low release point, gotcha. and some of it is really push up. I've never been able to have like the behind the back flick,
like bring it up above your face.
Yeah, no, that's and the basketball's always been a challenge for me, and I loved playing basketball as a kid. And I just realized, like, you ain't a shooter. Like, you ain't a shooter. And so I was a scrappy little gym rat.
I'm great 15 feet in. I was never a three-point shooter, but I consider the free throw line shoot over 80%. And it's one of my favorite things to do when I was going to the gym playing hoop still, because I had to warm up. I'd sit at the free throw line and just make after make after make after make after make. And I'm like, all right, we're kind of good here. And then I go on the court and go into a jumper. It's like, nope, that ain't there.
And because I have that crappy, like, push shot thing going for me.
A lot of variance.
Well, and what I started doing was giving it a huge rainbow. Otherwise, I just get stuffed every time I took a shot. So now I'm like hucking it way high in the air, and I'm, you know, testing the fates of physics and geometry to make that ball go in. I one time made a three in an adult basketball league, Pink Ladies for Life, and the crowd went wild.
There you go.
They were like, P. Harris finally hit a shot.
So to the texter's point, you're not alone in this because every home game, they get the Toyota half court shot. It's always short. If you go sign up for this, don't leave it short. Give it a chance.
Yeah,
give it more than you think you need to give it. And honestly, granny it.
Especially because the adrenaline starts to kick in a little bit, and you start wondering like, oh God, I don't want to miss this. I don't want to look
every
stupid.
Every time they pull anybody out for like the quick shot competition where it's like layup, free throw, elbow, three pointer.
You turned all your press guys and you're like, anybody, I'll take him not hitting the hoop.
Yeah.
It's 10 like, bucks. And everybody's not taking that.
Oh, it's like when you see a guy, like if the half court shot, if they hand on the ball and you see like a little spin, like nice tight dribble, you're like, okay, there's a chance here. You see him hand the ball and they kind of look at it like they've never seen a basketball in their life. You're like, this thing's 20 feet short and left.
This ain't going well.
You can usually tell pretty quick, but when they do like the shooting drill with one, when they miss like four layups in a row, it's like, I want to just bury my face in my hands. I'm just like, no.
I can do layups. I got no problem shooting a layup. The rest is a little
iffy. Is that a push too?
No. That's an actual shot. We're okay on that spot. Closing arguments brought to you by Less Skin Law. Visit lessskinlaw.com for more information. Less Skin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a great show. If you missed any of it, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, the podcast, wherever you get them, including the YouTubes. We'll be back tomorrow with a great Thursday show, getting closer and closer to Football Friday. For Danny Morang, that's Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.